Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
始まりました。今日も Laid Back Japanese にようこそお越しいただきました。お越しくださいました。あれ？どっちだろう？
I was trying to think of something to say to follow up with that. I just don't know how to do announcements in Japanese.
For some reason, I felt like, what's his name? Kinoko.
Kinoko.
From Mario. From Mario. Giving explanations.
Kinopiko?
Kinopiko. From the Mario Party edition. He like explains everything.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that.
Yeah? Okay, good.
You could just, yeah, you can be Kinopiko.
Yes.
I mean, I don't feel that, but I understand how you feel that. You know what I mean?
Okay. ところで、
はい、
タイさん。
はい。
コロナワクチン打ちました？
打ちましたよ、2回。チエも打った？
私も打ちました。先週？先々週？先々週打ったかな？
先々週？
うん。2回目の。うん。打ちました。
お、いいね。
うん。
なんか副作用あった？
いや、なんかね、打たれたところの腕、
うん、
上の方の、腕の上の部分がなんか筋肉痛みたいな感じくらいだけだった。
僕も、うん、わかるわかる、うん。なんか腕上げると、ちょっと痛かったね。
そうそうそうそう。うん。それくらいかな？
それぐらいだけ？
うん、熱出なかったし、いや、何もなかったです。
僕も、熱も出なかったし、
うん、
でも、ちょっと頭がぼーっとしてた、
うん、
それに、腰がちょっと痛かった。
腰が痛かった？あらら。
そうそうそう、なんか関節痛みたいなやつかも。
なるほどね。 Oh man,
how does that sentence work? Is that okay?
Yeah, but you said that you didn't have something and then you said that you did, so that would be a kiddo.
Yeah,
instead
of
a she. But、okay. Yeah, the she, if it's like if you didn't have something, then you can tack on a bunch of things with the she.
Mm. Right, okay. So the she is continuing that list of, okay, so because I started it with not,、
mm.
and then I continue with not. But if it was, I started it with not, and then I had two things,、
mm.
so that's kido, because、mm. it's the opposite.、
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. なるほど。
なるほど。納得しました。よし。
勉強になりました。
Okay. That was a lot of Japanese. We will cover most things that we just said, but essentially the breakdown was...I asked Tai if he had his vaccine shot. Utta. Utta is to... In this case, it's getting the shot.
Yeah.
But it's to hit.
Yeah, hit.
Did you get hit? Did you get a hit of the vaccine? Yeah.
Oh boy, that sounds really wrong. Take a hit of the vaccine.
And then I said, utta yo. And Tai also said, utta yo. Nikai? Because there's two. Two times.
Right.
And then we talked about a bunch of kusayos, which is side effects、
mm.
that you could get. Or、mm. And then we said we didn't really get any. But we'll go over a bunch of them in this episode.
Yeah.、Mm. Fun stuff. I love kusayo. No, I don't.
Yeah.、Mm? But... え I love Fukuoka.
うんってなるね。I love Fukuoka.
Fukuoka
sayo. Fukuoka が好きです。さようでございます。
さようでございます。私もさようでございます。私はアメリカで打ったので、Walgreens。最初のが Walgreens に行って、2回目が Safeway に行きました。
Safeway にもあるんだ。
うん、Safeway にもあるよ。なんかね、後ろのファーマシーがあるところ、薬局屋さん、
あ、あったんだね、
うん、にあるところに行けばある。ないセーフウェイもあるけどね。
そうだね。知らんかった。
そうなんです。
僕は、どっちも日本で打ったから、
うん、
1回目はなんかちっちゃいクリニックで、2回目はでっかい体育館だった。
クリニックはどんな感じのクリニックだった？
なんか僕の家から行くのは1時間かかって、なんかすごい田舎っぽいエリアにあって、
めっちゃちっちゃい。めっちゃちっちゃかった。綺麗だった。大丈夫だった。うん、綺麗だった。うん、大丈夫だった。みんな優しかったし。ああ、よかった。
It was fun. But fun. It was an experience that was overall pleasant. I'll say that.
なんか紙とか書かなきゃいけなかった?
Ah, yeah, I did. So I forgot to kinyu to fill out like a paper. So I just gave them everything and they're like, okay, you got to fill this out. Dude. So I had to sit down and write everything. Did you ever experience allergies or whatever for vaccines? And do you have this thing happening? And blah, blah, blah. All in Japanese. So
the word kinyu. Is that hard to say? Kinyu.
Kinyu. Yeah. Did I say it wrong? It's kind of tough.
It is.
Ki and then nyu.
I feel like commonly it's pronounced kinyu. Like the ni and the u is separated. But kinyu.
Kinyu.
Yeah.
合ってる?
合ってました.
Okay.
So Tai just briefly talked about a bunch of things in English that he filled out in Japanese, which we'll go over.
ごめんね.
No, that's okay. But I also wanted to briefly mention 2回目は体育館. Taiikukan. I don't know why we're going in depth with the pronunciation, but Taiikukan is spelled out with Taiiku, but it's pronounced usually just Taiku. Taiikukan.
Taiikukan. Taiikukan. Eh, 知らんかった.
You will never really hear Taiikukan.
Ah, all right. So last episode I was saying, oh, I love Japanese because it's always read how you, or it's always pronounced how you read it.
That's true.
Now I'm getting hit with this.
Yeah. What are we doing? Like, what was it? What was the other one?
雰囲気.
Yeah, I was going to say 雰囲気. 雰囲気. No one says 雰囲気.
Yeah. The first before the E, but it's 雰囲気 is like how everyone says it. And then 雰囲気 is how it should be technically said.
I didn't actually know that until a couple years ago. Because it's just sight reading the kanjis, right? And so you don't really think about it until you're explaining it to a person that's learning Japanese. They're like, wait.
Right.
This is why or you go to type it. Yeah, that too.
Yeah. You go to type it, it doesn't come up in your IME.
It's just IME up there, really?
It's like kind of dumb.
I feel like it does.
Now, like, it normally will. It's like, oh, did you mean or whatever the heck kind of deal.
雰囲気. Mine is sad.
Very sad, だね.
Very sad.
Yeah. So if your IME is smart, it might come up. But you do sometimes have to type 雰囲気. And that's why like people get confused sometimes. It's like, wait, what?
All right. So we're going to bring it back to what you were saying in English, but we're going to go over it in Japanese because that will be helpful for visiting doctors and getting shots and, I don't know, taking your dog to the vet.
Yeah.
Maybe even.
I like it. All right. Sounds good. So what do we hear when we first walk in? What do we hear?
Hey, 一番最初やっぱりなんか体調はどうですかみたいな感じじゃない?
Yeah, that's I think what I heard. I gave them my papers and they asked me, 今日の体調はどうですか? Or something along those lines.
They were like, is he sick? Yeah. He didn't fill any of it out.
Yeah, I know. すみません. But I heard, so I responded, 大丈夫です. But I heard the person next to me respond, 問題ないです. So I probably should have tried 問題ないです, but you know, whatever.
どっちでもいいと思うけどね. 体調は is your... condition. So your self condition, how you're feeling. Tai is karada. Tai is tai.
Tai cho. How's my cho doing?
Yeah.
Cho. Maybe bird.
Tai is your body tai and bird. Then cho is.
調子の調.
調子の調です. Hi. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then 大丈夫 is I'm okay. 問題ない. I don't have any problems. So both of those are good.
Yeah.
で? 何? どうなる?
Then I hand them my 接種券, so my vaccination ticket. So 接種, vaccination, 券, ticket. And then they, said, you need to 記入 everything.
接種券は, Japan really likes giving you like a number in line.
Yep.
接種券どうやって ゲットした? Where did you get it from?
手紙として, Todoku.
Ah, so nano?
So it's like the tegami datta kedo, boku no shesshuken wa chigau namae de koku ni todoite ta kara dema shinakya ikenakute, naka adoresu toka jūshō をアップデートしたりしなきゃいけなかった。で、その前、その後は、僕のやつが届いた。
うん。さ、区役所とか、他の、like, not coronavirus stuff に行くと、うん、なんか、even like at banks, 銀行とかでも、you go up to a machine and it'll have a bunch of options while you're here.And then you'll press a number that's associated to whatever you came from. So if you go to the doctors, maybe you came in for, usually that's receptionist, I guess. But I'd like the kuyakusho and stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to do, I don't know, my health insurance. So the health insurance will have a number and then you press it and then it gives you like a bango, king. And then you just wait until they call you up. That's really common in Japan.
Yeah, that's what they did at the seshu place, the vaccine place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.あとは、日本で、体温チェック is also super common right now because of COVID. They have those things that just scan you as you walk by, or you have to hold your forehead kind of closer with your face in the screen. Those will also tell you, I have no idea how they work.
yeah, some sort of infrared sensor or something like that detects heat.
で、体温をチェックします。で、it's 測る in Celsius. So, those of you who are in America, you'll have to remember that normal is around 36, give or take. 36 Celsius. 36 度.
Usually, I think I'm like 36 to like 36 and a half-ish.
それくらいが普通です。
Mm.
で、体温チェックしていろんな質問聞かれてワクチンを打つ書いてありますが。どうされましたか？
そうですね。
はい。
うん。いろんな質問を聞かれて、なんかアレルギーとか、ないですか？とか、なんだっけ。うん、最初、1回目のリアクションはどうでしたか？とか、それに、ワクチン聞いてる人が僕の T シャツの T シャツを好きだって言ってくれました。
ワクチン打とうとしてる人の、
その前の人。
その前の人。Receptionist かなんか。
Yeah. yeah. So they ask if you have like allergies or like if you had, how your first reaction to the vaccine was. And then like there's like a big list of a bunch of questions.
So the first one is, 新型コロナワクチンの接種を初めて受けますか? And then it's like 1回目、2回目。
Mm-hmm.
説明書読みましたか?
そうだね。副反応などについて理解してましたか？
してました。しましたか？
理解しました？
しました。ちゃんとしました？
I read it. I briefly read it about 3 minutes before the shot so I could check that box. And then I read it after the shot. So I was like, reading it my first shot. After my first shot, I'm like, am I feeling this? Oh God, am I feeling this?
This one, 接種順位の上位となる対象グループに該当しますか? So, I have no idea what these things are, but like, are you old? Do you have diseases? Mm-hmm. Are you sick?
Yeah, 上位となる対象グループ So like, are you in a priority group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it lists like, sick, old, doctor.
妊娠している可能性 You see this one? It's literally a translated version.So if you've ever been to a doctor or, you know, like a dentist, it's that, but in Japanese. Mm. And maybe some slightly other questions.
It's probably pretty standard. So we'll put this picture in the show notes. So if you want to, that link is in the description and you can check it out.
Mm.
So I think it has a lot of good language on it. And then if you're not sure how to read any kanji, you can take like a picture, like...I hate Google Translate, but the picture function is really great.
It is really
good. So you take a picture, it like reads it, and you can copy and paste into a dictionary that's not bad. So like jisho.org or something.
Yeah.
And eventually the Native Shark Dictionary.
Yeah, I use it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Or I'll just draw it in Google handwriting, and then I'll get it, and then I'll copy and paste it somewhere else.
mm-hmm. Yeah, Google handwriting is pretty good too. So yeah, we'll put it down there. And then if you have any questions, you know where to find us, the Native Shark community, right? Mm-hmm. So nativeshark.com/community. We have a Laid Back Japanese podcast channel. So just ask us anything in there.
Utato wa doushimashita ka?
Yamari namo okonakatta desu.
Tashi wa 15分, utta ato 15分 matte kudasai tte iwaremashita.
So da ne. Matsu aida ni namo okonakatta kedo. Yeah, I had to wait for 15 minutes too. I think it's like to check for reactions. So if you're not having a reaction to the vaccine.
Ato wa Japan likes their, if you're a citizen or if you're, you know, you go to doctors in Japan more than once, you would want to get a kusuri passporto mitaina no.
Nan nano?
It's like a little notebook that is about the palm size, hand palm size. Mm-hmm. And whenever you get prescription or prescribed drugs, they put stickers in there or they'll write whatever it is in those books. So it's really helpful for you to have that wherever you go to doctors and things so that they know what you've had in the past. Allergies will be in there.
Oh.
Yeah, so you have all, like a whole history of it, just a little booklet.
That sounds really nice. I've never had one of those in America.
And I know. You should go get one. The next time you go to a doctor or something and you get prescribed something, they'll probably ask you, kusuri, nante yun dakke na?
Okusuri techo?
So, so, sonna kanji, okusuri techo.
Yeah, it sounds really nice.
Yeah, so you don't have to try to remember what you got last time when you're trying to explain what you had in the past.
That's my biggest problem with America is like I can't remember anything of what I've had. It's like I get asked so few, the names are so specific. It's like, have you had any blah, blah, blah? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. この vaccine passport は何ですか?
It's like the thing that shows that you've been vaccinated twice. Like you're fully vaccinated. みたいな感じ。So it says where and then that you're good. I guess it なんか飛行機とかのために便利かもしれないけど、あんまりわかんない。詳しくない。
It's just like a confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anyone's like, oh, can you... But like now we all have to wear masks anyway after the vaccine, so it doesn't matter.
So, Ty, you obviously read all of the papers that they gave you on Fukusayo.
Hi. I did. I was very interested.
なんか面白いこと書いてあった?
いっぱい書いてあったよ。So, there was like Fukusayo, which is side effects. Apparently, 50% 以上の人が接種部位 like this, in fact, the injection area
接種部位
の痛みが出る、接種部位の痛みとか疲労とか頭痛 so like 疲労 like fatigue, you're tired, and then 頭痛 will get a headache. So more than 50% of the people will get that, apparently, according to this paper. And then 10 to 50% of people will get 筋肉痛 which is like sore muscles, 寒気 chills,関節痛 which I got in my back. It was like really, it wasn't like なんかすごい辛かったというわけじゃないけど、
なんか普通じゃなかった、ぎこちない痛みを感じました。
It was rough. で、下痢、
Oh no. Diarrhea.
発熱 which is fever, right? で、接種部位の腫れ which is like swelling of the injection site, basically. で、1% から10%の人まで? Can I say, is that how I say? 10% の人まで?
くらい。
ぐらいが、吐き気, which is like feeling of like wanting to throw up, or 嘔吐, which is just throwing vomiting. Yeah. But, see, the thing is, these are all really medical terms, right? Like if we look at oto, that's, I'm sorry for everyone who's eating food right now, but oto is like how we would say vomiting in English. Like if you're talking to your like kid or your friend, you're like, oh, I vomited. Yeah, I guess you could say it, but is there a more like common way to say stuff like that?
Haku. Haita.
Yeah. Haku.
Haichatta.
Yeah.
Geishita. Geishita. Oh, when you're really geishita. Small. Mm-hmm. That's the sound effect. The onomatopoeia. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. But ge is the sound to throw up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've also heard another term, gero, gerohaku.
Gerohaku, yeah.
How is that different from haku?
It's the same. It's just gerohaku. Gero is adding like a physical thing to the haku motion.
Okay.
It's just adding that picture of I am throwing up things out of my mouth.
Very specific.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Is it more like, okay, so it's more picturesque, so maybe it's more like grotesque or something?
Mm, I would say
like
so.
A grosser word.
Gero haita. Okay. Yeah. It's a little bit more so than haita.
Okay. Benkyou ni narimashita. How about the other ones? Like,
yeah, so you say hatsunetsu. That one, netsu ga deru, or netsu deta, or netsuppoi. Like, if you haven't really taken your temperature yet, you could say netsuppoi. Oh, that reminds me. That in America, I'm always confused. They'll hand me a thermometer to take my temperature. And then, like, you're apparently supposed to put it under your tongue in America.
Yeah.
But in Japan, you stick it under your armpit. So, like, in Japan, if you go to a place and they give you a thermometer and you stick it in your mouth, it's like, okay, that's kind of gross. And then,
what the hell are you doing?
In America, if you take the thermometer and you're supposed to put it in your mouth, and if you put it in your armpit, then everyone else is like, oh, that's gross. Yeah. I mean, it's just really funny.
Actually, on my 1回目 no vaccine, they gave me a thermometer, and like, I look around, see if anyone's trying to take their temperature. I'm like, what do I do with this? So I go to pull my mask down. And they're like, yeah. Waki no shita ni. Like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not sure and you can't remember which one it is, you can ask, like, if it's in your mouth and you want to put it in your mouth and you're like trying to make sure, kuchi no naka desu ka? Or like, hold it. And we're like, kuchi ni ireru desu ka? And then they'll say like, yeah. Waki no shita desu. Waki is your armpit.
Yeah.
Or doko ni sasun desu ka?
I think I might have asked like, kuchi desu ka? Or something like that.
Kuchi desu ka?
Like mouth?
Waki desu ka? Where? Yeah. Ato wa netsuppoi geri.
Geri wa geri
da na. Kansetsu wa karada ga itai.
Karada, my body hurts.
Koshi ga itai. Toka gikkuri koshi. That one's throwing out your back. Gikkuri koshi.
Oh, that has a nice sound to it, right? Gikkuri. Like, it sounds like literally your back's just flying out from under you.
Oh no.
That's the image I get.
Samuke wa.
Samuke wa. Samuke da yo ne. Samuke wa samuke.
Samuke wa samuke da ne.
Kana?
Ato wa nanka, with the netsu and stuff, you can also say like atama ga boto suru, which is like your head is kind of not fully present. It's kind of fuzzy. Boto suru.
Spaced out. That was me.
Ato wa kaeru mae ni hageshi undou wa hikaete kudasai toka tte iwarenakatta?
Iwareta. Yeah. I couldn't. Like, I want to exercise, but it looks like there's, like, some sort of heart inflammation you can get that's, like, not as bad as actual COVID, but, like, potentially. I think it's rare, too. Really rare. Demo, ima mo undou shite nai. Vaccine ga getsuyoubi datta kara, ima wa kinyoubi.
1週間 toka 2週間 dakke? Kurai shinaide kudasai.
Oboete nai kedo, sono kurai datta omou.
Atto, nodo kara kara toka naran? When you're like sick,
natta.
Natta.
Yeah. Chi mo natta?
Nodo karakara wa futuu chotto karakara da kara futuu ni futuu nanka da to omoimashita. Suimasen.
Sokka. Yada ne. Nodo ga karakara to ni naru no.
Nodo karakara, nodo kawaiteru toka kana?
Yeah. So your throat
is dry. Oka wa?
Hiro? Hiro is like just tsukareteru, right?
Karada ga tsukareteru toka tsukareta. Darui.
Darui.
Darui is like you can't quite bring yourself to do things. You're kind of slow, kind of can't get that energy going type feeling is darui.
You can also say darui in like a response, right? Like you really don't want to do something, right? Mm. Ah, daddy.
Daddy. Right? Yeah.
Daddy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the context we could use? We could say like daddy in response to someone saying or doing something or asking us.
Kusatori yatte kite.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Kitana yatsu.
Kusatori is weeding your garden or something.
Daddy.
Daddy. Yeah. I'm sure there are other things that might come up at a normal doctor's appointment. So we will cover that in a separate episode. Like what you should maybe tell your doctor, how to maybe describe your pain somehow. And we'll also probably touch on how to take care of yourself or take care of someone that is sick in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of describing pain, I actually, here's a teaser, I suppose. when they were like injecting the vaccine, I was asked, "Ude piri piri shite nai desu ka?" So it's like piri piri, is it like tingling, or is it like my hand tingling and stuff that when they were utsuing the vaccine?
Piri piri. Chikutto shimasu yo toka wa yuyo. Like to prepare you, gonna be chiku, which is like a little tiny sharp object sound effect.
Yeah.
Pointy thing.
It's like a little stab, a little point. Actually, we have, I think one of the early Native Shark lessons has that one. Chikutto shimasu yo.
Nande kana? Why did we even talk about that?
Nico was talking about going to the doctor and he got like a, his stitches pulled out and that chikutto suru is.
Chikutto suru ne.
I think. Is that it? Chiku chiku? Right? It's like itchy and stuff or, yeah.
Chiku chiku suru is like the needle feeling, like a bunch of needle type feeling.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm. Yeah, I don't remember the lesson fully yet, clearly. Okay, so, Jie, one thing before, another thing before we leave.
Double cliffhanger.
I need to ask you, it's very important. Okay. Double cliffhanger. So, 副作用 to 副反応 の違いは何ですか? So I hear both very often. 副作用
と 副反応? 治療に使う薬は副作用。ワクチンの場合は副反応と呼ばれる。らしいです。
So vaccines are 副反応 and then normal 薬 is 副作用。なるほど。That's why it seems interchangeable, because like it's the same use case for just a different item.
But that makes sense because you're using the 薬, but you're just getting a vaccine.
Yeah, because 副作用、作用 is to use 作用、right? And then 反応 is like reaction. ああ、なるほど。全部明らかになりました。
明らかになりました。はい。
ありがとうございます。
いえいえ、私も初めてググりました。
ググりましたね。
はい。
All right. But yeah, thank you for listening. No more cliffhangers.
No more
thank you for listening all the way to the end. And yeah.I hope everyone looks, I hope everyone feels more comfortable. Maybe if you still have your vaccine to do, maybe some of this language was helpful. And I hope you look forward to our next, or not next, but a future episode where we'll be talking about just kind of general sick language and things you might want to know when you visit a doctor in Japan.
はい。
And with that said, 今日の質問です。ワクチン打ったらなんか副反応ありましたか?
腕が痛かったです。
僕も。
では皆さん、病気にかからないように家に帰ったら手洗いうがいをしましょう。Also, there's like bloopers after our outro, if you haven't heard any, hint hint.
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/lbjp to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic?Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
対象グループに相当?何等しますか?
格闘?相当?格闘?ん?え?
さあ。
格闘さあ。該当、該当。
該当しますか?
あ、yeah!
We got it eventually.
We got it. Go team.